There. And continuing on in that conversation, particularly around the oil impact to inflation. And then additionally, on the international front, we want to bring in Yahoo Finance's own Rick Newman. Rick, first, we got to start with Biden and Putin going to be speaking on Saturday. What do you make of that?
Well, we'd all love to be in that conversation. Don't invade, Vlad. Stop telling me what to do, Joe. Will this change anything? Probably not. Putin has many grievances. They've talked before, and it doesn't seem like a last-minute conversation is likely to change anything. But I guess it's better than them not having a conversation. This can one of our prior guests said this, is a binary outcome, and I would just like to say I don't think this is a binary outcome. We don't know what Putin really intends, and there are many, many different things he could do. He could do the full-on invasion that the armchair generals are all analyzing right now. He could blockade Crimea from the Black Sea to the south without invading, just to cause economic pain. He could conduct electronic warfare without a physical invasion. He could go in and back out. He could just menace Ukraine for months or even years and keep everybody guessing about whether he ever intends to go in. So I don't think this is something we're necessarily going to know the outcome to within a few days. And that, in a way, might be the worst case scenario for markets. If nothing happens, I think we will probably see energy prices relax a little bit. But if this tension just continues in any real tangible form, it is trouble for both the gas and the oil markets.
And Rick, these fresh geopolitical tensions are coming amid ongoing concerns over inflation here in the U.S. President Joe Biden has said previously that it's primarily the Fed's job to bring down inflation as part of its price stability mandate. But where is the Biden administration in its response now, as we had CPI inflation jumping by the most since 1982?
Biden's in a real jam. He needs to make it look like he's doing something, but there's just not much the president can do about inflation. I've been noticing on Twitter and other social media, there have been clips popping up of Gerald Ford in 1974 giving his big speech about we must whip inflation now, the famous WIN win campaign, which was feeble and didn't work. And, Joe Biden's first term in the Senate was during when President Ford became president, and he gave that speech. So Biden ought to remember how embarrassing it was for the Ford administration to say we're really going to do something about inflation when it turned out there was nothing they could do. It did take the Federal Reserve many years to get inflation under control back then. But Biden's in not quite as bad a position as Ford was then. Inflation was in double digits in the 70s, and it peaked close to 15% in the early 1980s. But there's just not a lot he can do. He says he's doing things, trying to make producers, U.S. producers, more competitive, more domestic manufacturing. None of that is going to make any difference to inflation in the short term. And this probably also further reduces the odds of this Build Back Better plan passing Congress this year, because the one key senator who opposes it, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, he keeps saying this will make inflation worse, not better. So we really better not do it. So I just don't think there's much Biden's going to be able to do all year. He's relying on the Fed to handle this problem.
All right. A lot to keep track of there. And of course, just to remind our viewers, we're going to keep tabs on whether the White House confirms that President Biden and President Putin of Russia are going to be speaking on Saturday. And then additionally here, while we have you, Rick, you got to break down the latest on the trucker protest for us. Where things stand right now, this is continuing to impact everything from automotive production to just the ability for the supply chain to continue to operate.
I mean, I think these guys should go home. They're not going to go home. They're getting Canada's attention and basically some of the world's attention right now, including concerns that these protests might spread to the United States this weekend. It's not clear what the truckers want. They say it's about vaccine mandates, unfair, that they say are unfair. I mean, we are all so tired of COVID and all the inconveniences and disruptions. There's nothing special about truckers. I guess they want to be able to cross the border without having to prove they're vaccinated or self-isolate. But everybody else crossing the border for any reason has to do those things. So there's no reason that truckers shouldn't be treated like everybody else. And come on, we have supply chain disruptions already, especially in the auto industry, where plants in Canada can now not get parts from the United States because these guys have shut down the bridge between Michigan and Ontario. Look, we do not need, this is basically an attack on the economy. This is the wrong time to do it. It's the wrong way to do it. And these guys should go home.
Yahoo Finance's Rick Newman, thank you so much for breaking down all of these stories. We'll continue to track them and bring our viewers the latest. See you, Rick.